You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. During the summer, the Juno Douglas City Museum offers a number of popular activities as well as volunteer opportunities. And here to tell us about that is Alyssa Borges, curator of public programs at the Juno Douglas City Museum. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi, Shelley.
And we also have Bonita Nelson, a volunteer at the City Museum. Hi, Bonita.
Hi.
Thanks, both of you, for being here today with me.
Thank you. Let's
get started with what's happening inside the museum this weekend. I heard that there are free behind-the-scenes tours happening this first Friday, and I have never heard of those before. Is it a new thing?
Well, actually, we've done it once before, and they're very popular. We have what you see in our galleries. We're a small museum, and we pack a lot in, and our galleries are full of artifacts and information. But it's really just the tip of the iceberg of what we have in our collection. So I think it was actually in maybe 2021 when we did our first one. And it was an idea just to get people to understand a little bit more about our museum and about our collection, and to take them down below and take a look at where we keep our collection, and it's a very small space as well, to see all the things that we have as well as the collection preparation area. So it's a real eye-opener, I think, both to just understanding our space and our museum and what we're about, and also just museums in general.
What are some of the highlights of the behind-the-scenes tour, or some of the questions most people ask?
Well, what I think is just really interesting is seeing how things are actually stored. It's pretty compact, and the system that we have down there, without giving too much away, is, you know, in a temperature-controlled, locked room where we can make sure that all of our items are will last. But the way that they're stored is really interesting, and so when people go in and see that, they see how we can really compact a lot of items safely in a very small space.
So those will be led by Beth Weigel, and you're doing, it looks like, three this Friday?
That's right. And, you know, we can't take a whole lot of people down at each time, so they'll probably be limited to about eight people. We will be open for first Friday from 4 to 6, so it'll be free admission. And the tours will be approximately go on every 30 minutes beginning at 4. So we'll have a sign-in sheet, and it's really a first-come, first-serve situation.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds pretty exciting. Do you think you'll do more of those throughout the year?
I think so. They've been really popular, and it's just a real interesting thing to do. So, I will say yes to that.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Anything that folks should know about what they may need if they're going to go behind the scenes? Should they be masked or prepare for anything like that?
The museum follows CBJ guidelines. So right now they're recommended, but they're not required.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
It sounds super interesting.
Yeah.
Also going on at the City Museum this month, you have the Ree Munoz exhibit still on exhibit. It premiered last month, and it's called A Portrait of Alaska, Ree Munoz Retrospective. How's that been received so far?
It's been really popular with locals and our visitors alike. It's just really full of information about Ree herself, her whole history, and she's done a lot of interesting things. So you get to see photos of her and learn about her. And then you get to see a lot of her artwork, which includes things that I think many people have never seen, like her political cartoons.
Yeah.
And we even have newspaper clippings of those cartoons that people can, you know, thumb through and look at, tapestries, and so a lot of variety. There's the watercolor paintings, there's also her serigraph prints, all originals. So it's just a lot to look at, and it's very bright. It's really a fun exhibit. We also have many things for sale, so if people want, they can buy note cards. We have posters, and we also are selling some of her prints and books. So it's a great exhibit. I encourage anybody that hasn't seen it yet to come in, although it will be up through October.
That's great news. I haven't seen it yet, so I will have to come and stop by. Bonita, you're a volunteer at the City Museum. Have you seen the exhibit yet?
Oh, yeah. It's very, very nice. And I learned an awful lot just looking at the pictures.
Yeah.
It was very informative.
I read that in 2022, the Munoz family donated sketchbooks, almost 150 sketchbooks.
That's right.
And
go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was just curious about what the museum is doing with those.
They will be in our permanent collection, so they're not all on display for this exhibit, but that's where they'll be. Yeah. So there are some that you can see, though.
That's great. I'm especially interested in the cartoons as well.
Yeah, they're fun.
I don't think I've ever seen a Ree Munoz cartoon.
They're fun.
So that's what's going on inside the museum. And now let's talk about the tours that will take you and your guests out and about outside of the museum. There's a lot of options, so I'm not sure where you want to start. Maybe with the Capitol tours?
Yeah, well, we do offer weekly tours, and that includes the Capitol tours, which are completely free. And those are offered Mondays through Fridays. They are offered at different times of the day, depending on which day. So I believe it's Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. They're offered in the afternoons, Tuesdays and Thursdays in the morning. All of this information is on our website, where you can find our complete tour schedules. Also, weekly walking tours include our historic downtown Juneau walking tour. And those go throughout the season, all through September. And then we have our special monthly tours as well, and these will be going on also through August. And this month we have the Death in Douglas. There's a true crime walking tour on June 4th, led by Betsy Longaby and Ed Schoenfeld. These have been really very popular, and they sell out quickly.
I was going to ask if they're sold out already.
Yeah, I should have checked that. I do believe that that one has a waiting list. The Capitol Killers tour on June 18th is not full. And what I have seen is that you should get on the waiting list no matter what, because every tour, there are a couple people, a handful of people that don't make it. So don't be dismayed by the sellout. You can, still get on the list, and chances are you'll get on the tour. And then on June 25th, we have another Treadwell Mine Historic Walking Tour with Rich Madsen. And that one we just had on a beautiful day last weekend, and that one is filling up too. It takes up to 20 people, but those have also been filling up. So encouraging anybody that's interested in those special tours to call and get on that list right away.
Now, do either of you have a favorite tour, or one that you did recently that you thought was, something special, something you really enjoyed?
I think they all have something to offer. They're all very different, right? So the Capitol tour, you're going to learn a lot about not just the political history, but you're going to learn about the art that's in the Capitol, the architecture. So it's a real varied one. And the historic downtown Juneau is stories about, the history that have happened in our town. So very different stories. And then, of course, the murder tours are unique, so that really appeals to people that like that true crime kind of excitement. Mm-hmm. And Treadwell, I think, it's always useful for me. Because I live so close to the beach, I think that might be one of my favorites, just because I walk it so often, and I never really knew it was under my feet or what I was passing by until I went on that tour and really started to study it. So that's a really fun one, too.
What do you think, Bonita?
Oh, I've only been on the Juneau History Tour, but I got to go with three guides who were introducing me to the tour. So I'm really anxious to learn more about those stories and give those tours myself. It's a very exciting new thing I'm going to do as a volunteer.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. Great to hear. So you'll be a tour guide as well.
Yeah, this summer.
Going back to the Alaska Capitol Tour, I know you do a lot of those. They're a pretty regular thing. You do them all summer, and they're for locals and visitors alike. What are some of the reasons that you would say that someone should take that tour if they haven't done so already?
Well, what's been surprising to me is how many people have never actually been into the building. I hear that a lot from locals. And, I will admit that I am one of those people until hadn't been in there until I worked for the museum. Mm-hmm. So I think simply going in there and seeing what's in there, seeing the building, learning about our local government, I think is an important reason to go in there. It's the guides that lead it are really engaging, too. I think that's a reason to go on all of our tours, honestly. But they really have an interest in it. And some people, they have a history of working in the Capitol. They have personal connections, so it's not a canned tour. You're gonna get a personalized tour, and I think that's really makes it unique and fun.
That's great. I have been in the Capitol, but I've not been on the tour, and I'm really interested in the art collection inside the Capitol.
There's a lot to see.
Yeah, I think that there's. I mean, I've seen some of it, but I don't think I've seen it all, and I certainly don't know all there is to know about it. So I think that would be a draw for me.
Definitely.
Well, in order to keep all of these activities going all summer, you need people to help. So here with us, again, is Bonita Nelson. She's a volunteer at the City Museum. Bonita, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I've been volunteering for the museum for 3 years. I started right before COVID, and so This is my first full season where I'm actually going to work, you know, with the public, which is a new experience to go into a volunteer to work with tourists and locals and then basically not have many come. So I'm very excited about this. So it's still kind of a new thing for me, even though I've been doing it since 2019.
Yes, yeah, so this will be the full experience, right?
That's right.
So how did you get involved with volunteering at the City Museum?
I retired shortly before COVID, and I was looking for new volunteer opportunities. And I had a friend who volunteered at the museum and said, oh, you really should do this. And I'm like, oh, it's all the way downtown. I don't know much about Juneau. And it's like, no, you should really do this. And so I did it, and I found it to be pretty stimulating and fun every time I go in there, which is once a week for about 3 hours, because there's always things to learn. You know, like reading the displays took me quite a long time because I looked at them, but to read them and to think about them and that type of thing. So it's been a really exciting thing to do, because even though it's kind of the same welcoming guests, it's different because I think about things more and more completely every single time I do it. And there hasn't been a lot of volunteer opportunities that I've done that are like that. I volunteered for the schools, you know, which is really nice. I volunteered a ton with science type of stuff. But with history and people interested in that, that's a very different dynamic for me. And it's very challenging and exciting. I'm really excited about it.
Oh, that's great. I'm excited for you. So what are some of the things that you are looking forward to helping out with this summer?
Well, I'm really looking forward to the tours, because what that's going to do is it's going to give me a chance to do something I did at my old job. My old job, I was working at the Ok Bay Lab, and so I did a lot of tours and outreach explaining science and explaining things to people about science. And this is a different thing where, you know, I'm going to go and tell people who want to know these stories about Juneau and our land and our collective history, you know, which really influences all of us who live here, you know, because you have to personalize what you say to people. And so to do that is a really new, exciting challenge for me to do. And I'm excited about it.
I think you're going to be great at it.
Well, I hope so. We'll see. I'm kind of nervous. I haven't done it, but we'll see.
Alyssa, what are some of the benefits that volunteers get when they join your City Museums program?
Well, they get free admission to the museum anytime they like. They can also go on any of the tours for free. And I do think that one of the benefits, too, for people who are interested in doing more behind-the-scenes work, and after being there for a while, those kinds of opportunities also open up, and that might be where you help with collections, cataloging, and things like that. But I do think it's just, as Bonita already said, it's stimulating, it's interesting. We don't expect people to know everything about history. I mean, Bonita came in with a strong science background and is now going to be leading some downtown historic tours. And also for people that really enjoy interacting with visitors, it's really fun when people come in to just share about your town, and they're really excited about it. People are really excited to be here. Mm-hmm. And so it's just, you know, you have pride in where you live, and it's a benefit to, you know, be able to share that with others.
Mm-hmm. So. And, you know, what I've noticed at the museum is people don't just accidentally pop in there. People come to the museum, whether that's locals coming to First Friday or to look at the gallery, or it's tourists. Like, there are people, I work on Saturday mornings, and there are people waiting since the boats have been coming in just to come into the mm-hmm. museum. They're like four or five people are waiting, and they want to be there. And to have people who want to come and want to hear what you say, even if it's a limited bit, like, well, I'm not too sure about that, is really a meaningful interaction, a meaningful way to meet with our guests who come to town.
I was just thinking that as you were both talking, that it's probably not... you know, it's kind of a special kind of visitor who seeks out the museum and is wanting that learning experience, mm-hmm. who really wants to, like, kind of know what this place is all about. Mm-hmm. So that's great. Well, thank you, Bonita, for sharing your experiences. And thank you, Alyssa, for telling us, sharing about the public programs at the City Museum. Is there anything else that either of you would like to say before we say goodbye today?
I think. Yeah. That's it. But thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, it's great to see you guys both live in the studio.
Yeah, it's great.
First time in a long time. Yeah, that was fun, you guys. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.